News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, one of our, I'm sorry you were on hold for so long. Greg Stebbin writes on tech, culture, at Men's Health. Follow him on Twitter, at Greg Stebbin. And I mentioned being on hold. There's nothing like being on hold and customer service. Greg's got a few tips for us this morning on why waste your time listening to the on-hold music. You're going to help us here, right?
Yeah, thank you for not leaving me on hold too long. It makes my blood boil.
It is, you know, when someone answers the phone anymore, you're surprised. I mean, how many times you call somebody, you think you're going to get voicemail, and they say, hello, you know, oh, I thought it was going to be voicemail. No, I'm actually here.
Yeah, it's a human being at customer service. The service part of customer service is sometimes challenging. And I have been thinking about what I'm about to describe for a long time, and I got to put it to use a few days ago.
Okay.
When you call customer service, first of all, I mean, let's just walk through the experience chronologically. So you go through option one, and then once you've chosen option one, then you have to choose option three. And then you have to choose option seven.
And I'm lost. And right.
Sometimes just going through that phone tree, I look at the time on my phone, and sometimes it's 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. And if you did the wrong thing, you have to go back and start all over again. It's punitive, right?
I love the first part of the announcement is, listen carefully, our options have changed. Well, I've never called. How would I know what? Yes. Like, I keep track of this, right?
Thank you very much. And the other one is, you know, unusual call volume. It's not unusual
call volume.
You just fired everybody.
Yeah. So they should say
low volume of helpers.
Exactly. They should say, we don't have enough people here to answer the phone, so you're going to pay for our lack
care.
Of. Yeah, we don't care about you. Just hold on. And if you hold on for dear life, we may eventually get to you. Okay, there's the problem, Stebbin. How are you going to help us?
So I had a light bulb moment because I've been having some problem with a cell phone carrier. Well, I won't mention the name, but they use a lot of blue in their branding.
Got it.
And this is a $435 problem.
Nice.
Because I sent a phone back to them, and they say they never got it.
Oh, okay.
And I have over the phone repeatedly spent a lot of time not only talking to people, but then sending them emails showing them and validating that not only did I send them the phone, but I have proof that shows that they received it.
Here's the tracking.
Every time. Yeah, that's right. And so during these calls, I am promised every time that we will take care of it and we will call you back.
Absolutely.
They never call back and they never take care of it. And it's $435. It's not a trivial thing. So a light bulb moment for me. I realized that if I went online and chatted with them instead, I would have actual transcript at the end of the call. No, not the call, the chat.
The chat, right.
And that the next time they didn't do what they said, at least I could show them documentation that somebody promised to take some steps that had not been taken.
You feel better.
Because when you use the chat, well, not only that you feel better, but when you use chat, at the end of the chat, everything is written. And you can then copy or email the chat transcript to yourself. So you've actually documented the conversation, whereas when you talk on the phone, there is no documentation. There's no documentation of what you and I are saying right now.
Good point.
They may record the call, but I don't have a copy of the record, so I can't use it to help me solve their problem.
Normally, when you call, they'll say, by the way, most of your problems can be taken care of on our website anyway. So you're suggesting, well, let's just...
And they're right.
And they're right. Let's go there and start that little chat. Okay.
Well, right. And there are many places where you can chat with customer service, which I think is another part of the discovery here. Many websites have a chat function on their website, or many companies.
Yeah.
But even if you don't want to go to their website, almost all large companies now have customer service on Twitter and on Facebook. So you can actually use Facebook Messenger and direct message companies. And one of the nice things about using Facebook or Twitter is you can kind of embarrass them into talking to you. Because if you tell a really good story publicly about what's going wrong, you'll be amazed at how quickly they call you. Because they don't want you to continue complaining about their bad, obvious customer service in a public venue like social media.
So you're telling me at the end of the day, Bill, just deal with reality. There's nobody on the end of the line anyway, so why get frustrated? Just go to your keyboard, start clicking away. You'll probably get some service that way.
Yeah, that is actually what I'm saying. And if you're really desperate to get a fix, or you're in a hurry, or you're just angry, frankly, yeah. I will cop to it. I get really angry when this kind of stuff happens. Call and go to chat at the same time.
Yeah, that's good. Both channels.
Yeah. Use both channels. And, you know, you can even be talking to someone and typing at the same time, because having two people work on your problem is probably going to give you resolution a lot faster than if you're just going through one channel.
Greg Stebbin writes on tech culture at Men's Health, many other places. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Stebbin. Good tips. Hope you get the phone back sometime. Thank you very much.
It's great to be